Welcome to The Patty Show. My name is Patty Setiati, and in this podcast, we'll explore the crossing point of the three P's, passion, pleasure, and positivity, and how they can lead you to your own personal paradise. We'll chat with inspiring guests, share practical tips, and dive into stories that will empower you to live your best life. Let's get the Patty Party started. Welcome again, everybody. Episode 3 of The Patty Show. Domo arigato. I'm your host, Patty Setiati. And, you know, I'm just grateful for you guys to lock in and tune in again. Yes. Okay. So, you know, the past two episodes, we've been exploring our two P's, which are passion and pleasure, and how we can reach our own personal paradise. I know, a lot of P's right there. Shout out to our past two guests. You know, our boy Jan Konen, first episode, talked about his passion in healthcare, soccer, everything like that. And our boy Brian, our music mastermind, musician, all that good stuff, talking about pleasure and how we can play and have pleasure in our busy lives. You know how it is growing up and being a grown man now. The bills are ghetto. Tell you that much. But yeah, last episode we had Brian over and we were talking about the power of play and how play and how pleasure is truly important. And, you know, like I said, our super busy lives, you know, as they say, quote from Bryant, he said, pleasure comes from the boys. yeah, he said that, not me. Anyway, today we're talking about our third P. Of course, you know, we talk about passion, we talk about pleasure. Our third P is positivity. All right, positivity. And of course, I'm not here alone. The videos are going to come out soon, but if you can't see, you can feel his presence. You can feel his positive vibe. You know, let's give a warm welcome to our dancing machine, fellow personal trainer, the Prince of Bridgeport, Connecticut, by way of Cote d'Ivoire, my African brother, Yannick Obli, my brother.
Hey, bro, guy.
This guy flew all the way. He's a little jet lagged. We're going to wake him up.
The Patty Show.
We're going to give some positive energy today, bro. We're going to give some positive energy today. Please, my man, introduce yourself.
Okay, what's up, guys? My name is Yannick. You know, I've known Patty for, like, all my life.
Basically.
We went to the same school together at Fairfield U. That's how I met him and everything like that. He was very, very a positive dude. Very, very...
Appreciate it, man.
Very energetic as well. So it's like, we kind of clicked in that point.
Because energy bounce on energy,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I was the same way. So I was like, oh, okay, let's... You know, he's a cool dude. I was like, all right, let's work. I never thought we would get to this point. The point where we're like literally always together and we're always like having a good time and motivating each other. So yeah, this is dope. So I'm like, yeah.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you, man. I'll pay you later, after give me all those good words.
He's a comedian.
I'm trying, LA. But yeah, so Yannick is from Bridgeport.
Yep.
He also has a big family. I'm the oldest of six, he's oldest of five.
Yep.
Man, how's that family dynamic going, man?
So it's cool. I mean, you know, being the oldest is just like it's a lot of.
That's why we connected a lot. Because when he told me at five, I was like, "Damn, Africans go crazy too!"
Especially, you know.
Oh man, they had a lot of pleasure together. And passion, and have a positive attitude.
Yeah. So yeah, being the oldest of five, I mean four of my siblings, it's just like it's a lot. But then again, it's also great because it's like you were able to connect with the family and everything like that, and they kind of appreciate you when you do a lot of good stuff.
And bro, they look up to you, all of them. All his siblings are killing it. Shout out to all of them.
Yep.
Shout out to my boys, the twins also. They're killing it.
Yep.
The two youngest, he has twin brothers.
I have twin brothers. Yes. They're TikTok famous.
Yeah. So yeah. What's their TikTok again?
So it's the Obli twins. You can look them up on TikTok. They're killing it.
All the whole family is super talented. Sister too, she's killing it over there.
My sister's killing it as well. She's the singer.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
Let's go back. So since I'm the dancer, there's four of us.
Yeah.
All boys can dance. One sis can sing.
That's God is good. Like that's great. That's a blessing, man. So she's singing while y'all all dancing. Yeah. Everyone's goofing around. All of them are super nice, man. They're growing up. You're telling me your twins are going to college next year?
Yes, they're going
to
college.
Bro, I feel so old. Like, yeah. I feel like we just met in college too, now when I think about it.
Bro,
like, we super old, bro. We met in college though because our boy, Jan, actually, because How did you guys meet first? You guys met first, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So with being Yan, we actually just started connecting based on where we, like, our names.
Yeah.
And, like, that was the story.
You're probably so confused. You're like, at Fairfield University, we've talked about this school. Right. We love them so much, but it's very vanilla, if that makes sense. I know. So the fact that two black guys have the similar name,
same home country,
bro, well, like, the odds are so small.
Right.
So they just hit it off, and the rest is history. We're going to get them back on another episode. We miss you and love you, my brother. Blessing to you, Yan. Whatever you're doing. Probably playing soccer, this guy.
Yeah, he probably did.
But, yeah, man. And then we've just been homies since, what, 2016,
bro? 2016, yeah.
2016. It's, man, we're going to have to reflect on that a little bit. There's a lot to unpack.
Yeah, but
we have a lot to unpack on the show. So why don't we start off with our first talking point, my man. TP, another P. For Patty.
Pushing P.
Yeah, we're gonna get the rights to that song eventually. amen. Pushing P. A lot of P's in this world. But our first talking point is we're gonna talk about understanding and embracing positivity right there. Okay. So we're gonna explore what it means to live a positive life. So my boy Yannick here, man. We've all been through it. We've been through a lot of stuff in our lives, but we try to stay positive when we can. Honestly, it's harder some days, to be honest with you. But my first question is, what does positivity mean to you, and how has it impacted your life personally?
Okay, good question. So positivity, what it means to me is more like living a healthy and godly lifestyle. Mm. So I think it's truly kind of difficult to be positive all the time, but with being where I came from and stuff like that, I had a tough time at Fearful U. So I was, let's tell a story. So like freshman year, I was academically dismissed out of Fearful U.
Yeah, that was the worst thing. That
was tough. That was very tough.
And you came from what high school again?
I came from Bassac High.
Yeah. And so, you were like almost valedictorian. This guy was top of his class. He's African. So his parents want to be a doctor. You're Asian at this point, bro. Like the same thing. Like this guy, top of his class. Like,
yeah.
And you were in what major were you originally?
I was originally in Fairfield U.
Yeah, Fairfield U.
Fairfield U. I was an engineer.
Yeah, see? Originally. He's tripping.
I was an engineer. And then I switched over to biochem.
Yeah, see, and that was even worse.
Yeah. So
he switched to biochem because one of his favorite classmates, actually. We won't talk about that story.
Is it him?
Comedian area. Okay. We'll talk about that in the After Hours Patty Show edition. We're just joking. We're chopping it up here. But, so, his... Look, guys, biology is already hard.
Yeah.
Now you got chemistry to his heart.
Yeah.
You put them together. I don't know what you were thinking, bro.
Yeah, I
don't know what.
Yeah, it was the whole, you know, just like, what's it called? Just the stereotype of Africans just being, you know, higher than we want ourselves to be. Like, my mom wanted me to be a pharmacist. My dad wanted me to be the best. So it's just like a lot of pressure in my end. So ever since then, it was so hard. I got academically dismissed. I went to use a tonic. I was in a place where it was just like, damn, this is not gonna be it.
Use that energy and make it into like a positive light then?
Yeah, so that's a good question. I always knew deep down inside that I was always going to be, I was going to make it. Like, What actually brought in that positive energy was basically just knowing that, okay, this person talked to me about this person talked to me about that, saying that I'm always bringing an energy that changed their lives, right? So in terms of that, it just told me, like, hold on, I could keep this up.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what school I go to, I'm still going to bring that positive light.
That's beautiful, because, bro, we had so much fun freshman year, like,
yeah,
a little too much fun. The little dances, remix, all that. That's an episode for another time, guys.
That was a crazy
fun time. Freshman year, youngins, Yeah, we were kind of crazy. I can't even lie to you. But it was all good vibes. And everyone, like, loved our energy. And we just try to bring that energy back. Because, you know, in this world, there's just too much, like, negativity out there. So we have to, I need to find those old videos of us, like, singing karaoke in the commuter lounge. Shout out to the commuter lounge bringing us all together. Because you weren't even a commuter back then, bro. You lived on campus, right?
Yeah, I lived on campus.
You were with, you lived with Drake, right?
Drake.
Shout out to my boy Drake. If you listen to this, bro, we miss you, bro.
We didn't talk.
We had funny times. Yeah, you were on campus, but all your homies were commuters, basically. Lucas, shout out to Lucas, too. Yeah, we love you, brother.
Shout out to Lucas.
Everybody out there, but yeah, man, every time you came around, it was just good energy. Everyone thought you were. Everyone thought this guy was a commuter student because he was always there in the best way possible. Like, he would do work, but we never did work.
We never did.
That's probably bad influence. We should have done a little bit more work, but also like, for me, like, I'm first generation. Are you first generation?
I'm first generation.
There we go. Yeah. So it's like, even for me, I almost failed, what class was it? Philosophy.
Yeah. See.
You know, it's another P word, but it's a PH. Like, come on now. Like, that's complicated, bro. How you, English is so confusing, bro. Like, how is PH? Like, what? Come on.
Your PH.
I know, but how is a P, like, philosophy PH? Come on now. Also, like, the word kernel. Like, you know, how they spell it? C-O-L-O-N-E?
Yeah.
What kind of Kentucky Fried Chicken? Come on now. Come on. Don't be excited now.
Oh, you're funny.
Because he's an educated guy. Yeah. Don't cancel me, guys. Not yet. Just episode
three. Don't cancel him.
Just episode three.
Don't cancel me.
But, yeah, bro, like, it was hard for me, too. Like, man.
No.
That transition. Because, you know, we also went to Bridgeport High School.
Yeah.
Central High School, you know.
Yeah.
Did okay. I think it was ranked like 20th or something. Not super high, but
mm-hmm.
not like the worst ranking. And that transition was hard, like being first generation. Yeah. Our parents not understanding. Like, they think, oh, you got a scholarship, this, easy.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, yeah, you can. And I was still commuting that time. So it was tough that, like, I had to go back forth. I didn't drive back then. So, I mean, you met my dad a couple of times, too. So you remember, bro?
Yeah. Your dad is dope.
My dad, we got to get him on the show because he's a clown,
he's
bro.
Funny, man.
I think I have this video on Snapchat. I got to find it later. But he picks me and Jan up, right, to drop us off home because Jan used to live near me before, right?
Yeah.
And then he's like, hello, Pastor. Because Yannick used to drive, dress up fly as hell. But bro would come in with this signature scarf. And my dad told me is one of his pastors used to have the same exact, like, I don't know how they had that in Indonesia, but it gave the vibe of, you know, like, that long scarf, because you would just, like, dangle it, right?
Yeah.
Faster, faster, and then I think you had, like, your shirt, black dress shoes on.
I did.
He was, like, clowning, bro.
Yeah.
He's a funny one. He got every time he sees you, he's like, how's the pastor doing? I'm like, I know who it is. Pastor Ablee. P. See? Pastor. Amen.
Pastor. Yeah, there's a lot of P's in here, man.
Hey, man. We're trying to push it to the next level. Pushing P to the next level.
Okay. Pushing positivity.
Next level with all, exactly. Pushing positivity.
I like that.
Yeah, that's what we got to do, man. Yeah. Too much negativity out there.
No, seriously.
But thanks again for sharing all those good vibes, man.
Of course.
Yeah,
man.
Just to walk through that, for me personally, from an outsider, bro, you always inspired me, man. That's what inspired me to kind of take a big move in. This is the section where Patty gives the flowers again. There's always a section I get the flowers. But, bro, I'm genuinely proud of you, man, and you inspire me a lot. You gassed me up on the way here, all that stuff, but I got to gas you up because, man, I'm telling you, we talked about moving to L.A. and experiencing it our freshman year, 2016.
Yeah.
Now it's 2024. I've been here for a little less than a year, and you're here. You took that flight. I'm glad you're here. All the way East Coast to West Coast. We're chasing our dreams, and, man, I'm telling you, doing the personal training, doing the meta work, acting, all that stuff, it's a lot of work, but, man, people like you, all y'all energy over there motivates me. You're grinding too. His fitness stuff, y'all got to follow it. Was it at?
Yes, this is at It's Just You Fit.
At Just You Fit.
Yep.
There we go. Yes.
Yep.
Instagram. This guy every day posts something new. I'm like, how does his brother do it?
Yeah.
He wakes up at 5 a.m. like me too.
Yeah.
And funny enough, personal trainer, Ellie Fitness just like me. So it's like, bro, God is good. Or whatever you believe in, guys. You know? Like, the timing is just crazy. But yeah, man, I just want to let you know I appreciate you, man. And you just keep growing, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to have to dive in deeper more. But just want to give you those flowers, man.
Yeah,
Patrick, you keep inspiring, man.
Appreciate you, man. Always, always. Now, you the best, bro. Seriously. I really like what you're doing right now. Like, seriously. You've been grinding for a while now, though. Like, so it's like that inspires me to, like, keep going. But also knowing that my friends are good. Like, those are the times where I'm just, like, the happiest. Like, I don't really care about too much of me. Not saying that I shouldn't, but it's, like, seeing my friends win, it's the best feeling in the
world. It's a win itself. Like, you claim the win, too, in a
game. Yeah, it's the best feeling, bro. You have no idea. Like I said, my purpose in life is to serve for others because God has given me a gift to do that. So it's, like, seeing my friend do that. That's the best feeling in the world, man.
You got me thinking. Man, that purpose, man. That you got me, man. We just started. But nah, bro. Seriously, like, man, because I'm just reflecting on our time, like, during COVID. I think I mentioned this a little bit on the show, but COVID. I mean, it's tough for a lot of people. But I think for me personally, it was another like hurdle in my life where like everything just was not going right. Like, I graduated 2020, bro. You remember that?
Yeah.
And COVID happened.
Yeah.
Didn't have a job. My dad was sick for a while, and like we didn't really have a car. And this guy, he had our back, man. I'm telling you, like my brother Dylan, man, he was trying to get this driving test, and then he just let him use the car, bro. Like family, bro. Little things like that, picking us up from at the groceries and whatnot.
Yeah,
and
no,
bro, I genuinely appreciate that. Sorry, I'm getting a little emotional, bro.
Nah, it's all
love, bro, man. Like, that's why I keep working hard, man, because. You keep working hard too, man.
Yeah.
You know, they say the devil works hard, but we work hard.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, we work even harder, bro. Amen. And we try to overcome. And that transitions perfectly to our second talking point.
Yeah.
So talk about positivity. We got to talk about the other part of the world, of the other part of that spectrum, negativity. I know, a little sad. But overcoming negativity, that's our next talking point. So it's time for us to get a little bit more deeper and real about that negativity. All right. So my first question is, how do you handle negative thoughts and like self-talk, and what strategies also can help us overcome these obstacles and stay positive? Okay. I know how we were mentioning in your life how like you you know, we're in Fairfield University, you had a good scholarship.
Right.
You were killing it, bro, for a while. We were super active. We did all these clubs.
Right.
No one knew that like you were in like academic probation and all that stuff.
Yep.
And it must have been a hard pill to swallow, bro. I mean, I can't imagine. Yeah, you're like, all right, you're going to have to leave this university, start from scratch, go to community college, which, like, no offense to community college and whatnot, but it's hard mentally. Like, that you're like, it's like you're taking 50 steps backwards. No, like, how did you overcome that and, like, I guess kept going, bro, because that sounds like a lot to deal with, especially being the oldest in your family.
Well, that was a good question. What really kept me going was that, you know, what's funny? It was literally my mom. My mom is what kept me going the most, because there was a time where, you know, my dad was just, you know, here and there, right? My brothers and sisters couldn't understand, but my mom, she was like,
"You're your rock."
Yo, she was like this. She was like, "I understand that you know, you're not in Fairfield with your friends and you didn't graduate on time with them and stuff like that. But all I know is that you're going to make it. You're going to be great." Yo, just hearing that from my mom was just, that was it. That drive me up. And then she brought up, you know, God and everything like that. She was like, "Yo, God has so much stuff stored in you. You don't understand. This is just a stepping stone. This is just a first step." And I was like, so after that's what like drove me in. So basically the whole premises of everything is just believing in yourself. That's where you can like, you know, combat with negativity. Just always telling yourself like, you're good enough. You can do it. Like, there's nobody in this world can take that from you. Just always say every day, I'm good enough. Even though I'm in this position as of right now, it's temporary. That's it.
Bro, that's really good advice.
Yeah.
I think I'm like reflecting on my kind of time, like the past year or whatever. I've definitely had those moments where I was like, I feel like I took a step back. You know, like, I mean, I mentioned about I worked at like a restaurant, man. It was a good time. Shout out to my Loki people. I'm wearing the shirt too. You know what I'm saying? It was a fun time, but at the end of the day, I'm still sweeping the floor, cleaning toilets with a college degree. You know, like, hard pill to swallow to take it, but I'm glad I did it. I met a lot of good people, and also random production assistant jobs where I was just like, give gift boxes and all that stuff. That was a really fun experience. I think I mentioned it, but I was at the Gold Gala.
Yeah.
Kind of like a whole event for a lot of like Asian celebrities and talent. And super inspiring to be there behind the scenes. My goal is to eventually get invited. That's so if y'all fire. See this next year, guys, fire. Invite Patty Show on there. We're going to do a live show on the Gold Gala. And then I'm going to be in the back with the gift boxes. Bro, because I didn't tell you this whole story, bro. Okay. So this thing, bro, I'm like in charge of the gift boxes with my boy, right? Mm-hmm. So we're just organizing boxes. All I see is boxes for like 6 hours straight, bro. Boxes, like bring the boxes down. My head was like, all right, I'm tired of these goddamn boxes, bro. No good breaks? Things. We had some breaks here and there, but it was just like
back to back.
Yeah. What helped was honestly, Saweetie, she was playing. Shout out to my girl, Saweetie. You know, you can hit my line, girl, if you want. Yeah. And you never know, bro. You never know. I didn't know she was like half Asian, too.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, my goodness, man. Can you find my wife? If my wife is out there, Patty's over here. He's also trying to find his wife.
We're taking
our time, though.
Yeah. God willing.
But yeah, man, it was kind of inspiring seeing all those like big A-list Asian celebrities there. Yeah, it just inspired me to be like, all right, I'm going to lock in even more.
Yeah.
Get all these opportunities. And going back to like taking the step back, I think the analogy of like, you know, pulling an arrow. Sometimes to go farther with a bow and arrow, you have to pull it really far back. Mm. And once it hits that point, that thing just ricochets. Go straight out. But you got to pull it back. And then it's hard to trust the process.
Yeah.
Now the P word, trust the process. And you just lose sight of the goal because you're like, oh, I should be here now. You get super entitled.
Right.
You know, like, right. I mean, I know I felt that a lot. It took me a while to stay more humble and realize, like, my time is coming. In the words of John Cena, my time is up. Something time is now. You can't see me. My time is now. something like that, okay? He's on his retirement tour. If you don't know John Cena, that's my hero.
Yeah, right? Shout out to him, man.
Yeah, he's an inspiration. Hustle, loyalty, respect. He actually, I'm not going to lie, John Cena, if you see this, bro, you inspired me those three P's because, like, you know the three words. You know, it's also the third episode, lucky number three. So that's why we have to bring the positive Y over here. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. But, yeah, man. Thanks for sharing about that.
Of course.
Channeling that negative energy and using it for something better. I mean, I think also personally for the negative energy, bro, you know how we are at the gym.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. What do you do with that negative energy in the gym?
Ooh, so that's a good one. The negative energy when I apply to the gym, it's like I could feel this about this type of situation. The gym relieves that, quickly. Like, because, one, for me, the gym is a sense of freedom. Like, I be in that world of freedom and this realm of peace. Like, there's nothing in this world that could just take away that. Take me from that. So, when I'm feeling down, when I'm feeling, like, disappointed, or maybe when I feel like I don't really want to go to the gym today, I do it anyway. And it takes a lot of discipline and commitment to actually do that. So, it's like a mental thing. Once you're there, that stress, that negativity, everything that you've been thinking about just starts to go away. Like, it's like, okay, I did this. This was challenging. Knowing that I had this to do, which was a negative thing in my life, I could combat it. Because I already did the hard part. That's literally it. I already did the hard part. So this can't be that hard if I already did this.
You transfer it to your life because you're like, okay, I did something as heavy, like something as hard as lifting a couple hundred pounds or whatever. Now when you face life, when random stressors come out of nowhere, you're like, okay, I've dealt with something similar. Right. Now I just have to take a breath and just...
Exactly.
Because life is unpredictable.
Yeah, man. Life is hard, bro.
It's super unpredictable, yeah. Before this also... I think I told you about the fire before.
Oh, yeah.
So, y'all, this is crazy. So, me and Arnold and Yasi, we were just, doing our remote work kind of stuff. We're just chilling over here, thinking, like, nothing's happened. It smells like incense.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, incense smells good. I'm like, oh, okay, maybe something's cooking or whatever. We smell outside. We're like, oh, yeah, something's a little smoky. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to work. And then, out of nowhere, someone starts knocking on the door. And they're like, oh, there's a fire below. I'm like, okay, there's no way this is real.
Yeah.
We go out, we see it, and we're 314, right below us, 214. There's a fire. And like smoke, and we're like, huh? Fire department comes in, and we're just shocked. And a dog comes out of nowhere when they free him. He had like white fur, but he was all gray because he'd been there for like half an hour or something. Luckily, everyone's okay. Smells a little funky still, but man, that really like put into perspective how like life is unpredictable, and staying positive it's definitely hard, but there's some strategies like you were talking about where you can like manifest that positivity and find the good things when you can, because life is not linear at all.
No, definitely not.
You know, I could imagine, but then I didn't expect, I'm still processing that, guys. In fact, they're recording this. We picked him up recently too because he was having a fun time. You had the In-N-Out finally, right?
Yes.
What'd you think about that?
LA okay, House? So I wanted to know what the hype was all about in In-N-Out, right? So we went there. Mind you, it's packed. So many people. I'm like, yo, this can't be that good, bro. But so like, it's packed full. McDonald's is not even this
packed. That's what I'm like. Or Popeye's.
Or Popeye's chicken, right? Wait. Even the Chinese food restaurant.
Oh, right. I knew he was going to say that. I knew he was going to say that. He got me, guys. He got me. General Tso. Eat it up.
We're in line and everything. I got the double cheeseburger. Patty got me with that.
I got you, bro. Of course.
Right? With the fries. What's that?
The white creamy sauce in the mouth?
I'm not gonna answer that.
But then I recommend him he get the double burger.
Yes.
Because you know, like, Africans love meat in their mouth. Oh, wait a minute. We have to cut that. Sorry. I had to say. But yeah, the double. Okay. Hey, it's meat, bro. I'm vegetarian, guys, so I don't put meat in my mouth.
Lucky.
Okay?
You're lucky.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? Eggs are okay, though, so it's okay for now. But what was your rating?
My rating... This is crazy. My rating for when I tried it, you know, I gave it a 7.5.
What about now reflecting? Because this guy took a nap, too. We had a long day.
The jet lag was
getting... Yeah.
So now... I'm like, wait a minute. Now I'm thinking about it. I'm eating, this tastes somewhat similar to Five Guys. And I'm like, this is not all that.
So what's the new ranking now?
The new ranking I give it right now is probably like we'll go down one, like a 6.
Damn. Yeah. Sorry, In-N-Out lovers. Not Bridgeport approved.
I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
It was all right, but...
Well, at least you got to try it, bro.
I did. It was a good experience.
But then after we went, we got some groceries. Good time. He went to Ralph's, guys. You know, it's like Kroger. Yep. Stop and Shop for my East Coast people.
Right.
That kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is eating healthy the whole time, man.
Yes.
Bro, God. Yes. He's like, yeah, I'm here for a weekend. I'm going to get chicken breast. I'm going to get salmon, beef, vegetables.
Yeah.
And we just trying to lock in personal trainers.
Right.
I'm going to slowly make my fitness Instagram, guys. Follow me on that eventually. We're coming. He's holding me accountable. I gotta
hold him accountable.
I'm trying to fly out there because he's trying to go to Miami.
Yeah.
That's his next big endeavor, guys.
That's my next big endeavor, going to Miami. So LA definitely came here. Now I'm going to go to Miami and check that out. And
what made you want to think about like Miami? You went already, right?
Yes.
Oh, that was a crazy time.
So Miami is, we don't talk about it.
After hours patch. It's coming out later.
So why Miami? Because, one, I feel like the fitness environment industry over there is really big. Also, the clientele over there as well is very big. Just trying to see where I make my mark in the world in terms of being in Miami. Now people may say, like, go to, you know, somewhere else, go this way. Nah, I want to make it big.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to.
You're tired of waiting your turn.
Yeah. I'm tired of just being sitting down and looking at the sidelines and just going to these places. No, I'm gonna make it big. I'm gonna go there, do what I gotta do. You know, what else? Get some knowledge out of coaching. Connect with people, other fitness influencers. Even in Bridgeport as well, like local fitness influencers as well.
Local, yep.
Coaches, like I'm coaching, like I work at J Labs, at Greenwich.
Yeah,
they're awesome.
What's their Instagram handle? Do they got one?
Yeah, it's called J Lab Live.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the Instagram handle. I would have to check and go back to that. Go back to that. But he, my coach, his name is Dwayne. He's helping me.
The Rock?
You're stupid.
The Rock? John Cena? The Rock? Who else? The Undertaker? If you don't get that, there's like a bell and then... No, I'm running, bro. I don't care. We're stopping the podcast. If Undertaker does that, I'm out, bro.
Yeah. Nah, that's serious.
Yeah, we out, bro.
I'm out. Like, I'm leaving Patrick.
Yeah, come on, bro. You know what? This guy. Nah. We get a choke slam together.
Dwayne,
yeah.
Yes, Coach Dwayne, he's helping me a lot in terms of business, in terms of how to deal with clients, in terms of, like, what you should look at when you're dealing with clients as a personal trainer. Look into business in terms of starting your own online coaching and making your own business gym. It's a lot of things that he's helping me with, and I truly appreciate him. So, like,
that's awesome, bro. Mentorship is super key, bro. Yeah. I'm grateful to, like, all my personal trainer friends, all of them. Chris, Slim, my boy Slim, LA Fitness, Anthony, Willie, all those over there. Shout out to them. I think we're going to see them this week. I don't know if they work this weekend, but... It's always nice to have some mentors help you out, like, because I'm still, like, new to the personal training thing. Yeah. I started in June, bro. It's, like, I know a lot, but it's, like, a whole different atmosphere because you handle all these clients that have different, like, emotions, different requests, and you try to help them as much as you can, and it's great, to be honest, when it's, like, they're fully invested because it's nice to be, like, all right, here, this is what you do, and they're, okay. Yeah. The hardest, bro, is when they're, like, I don't want to do this. Right. And I'm, like... I'm more of the coach, like, I try to push them, but I'm also, like, I want them to make the decision themselves kind of thing. So it's kind of hard finding that balance of, like, all right, we're going to have to do these burpees, all right? And we're going to have to lock in with the diet if you want to see full change because, like, it's, like, 80% of it is nutrition.
Exactly.
People don't realize that. You can work out 24/7. Like, if you just are not – what's the word in English? I was going to speak in Indonesian again. If you're not organized with your meals and, like, meal prep and – you know, manage the calories, protein, all those macros, bro, you're not going to see the best results.
Exactly.
You know, like, that's why this guy's still locked in, even though we went to get some donuts.
Right.
Which was
great.
Oh, my God. What's the name of the place again? Your boy?
What was that? What's the
Randy's Donuts, man. Randy's Come donuts, on, LA. Bro. You know, the big hole? Okay. See, why do you got a lot?
Who got the pause on him, man? This guy
is... Pause.
Yeah, for pause.
No, it's a big. Okay, I'm gonna not show it.
Let's see how you
when,
do it.
When
this.
The videos come out, you'll see. It's literally, it's a big hole. Like, it's a donut. It's from Iron Man, bro. You remember Iron Man 2? He goes inside the hole. I'm gonna stop talking. I'm gonna stop. But we had a cronut. We had the Oreo.
Yep.
Long John.
Yep.
It's like a maple bar.
Yeah, pause.
You need help. Chocolate one. And his favorite one was the
glaze.
Yeah, he's thinking about that glaze right now.
Bro.
You're not a sweets guy either, right?
No, I'm not.
What do you think about? Talk me through that experience,
so,
bro.
So I'm not a big sweets guy. I don't like eating cake, cookies, candy, none of that, right? But trying this place, this donut place that Patrick, you know, took me to, it was amazing. Like, the glaze, whoa. I was like, yo, this is it.
I'm telling you, Kelly Donuts, I'm not gonna, they're the best. Boston can never, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm gonna be there soon, recording an episode there, but, man, LA, bro, it's good. And we gotta try the mom and pop shop one, because, like, these, shop, like, my uncles, basically.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these Chinese people. That's what I mean, guys. That's a lot of Asian people. They make it good, but I think I know why. It all makes sense. Cause you know in those buffets, bro, all you can eat?
Yeah.
You know how they have those donuts too?
Yeah.
They taste good too. So maybe the recipe is the same. I just thought about it, guys. This is groundbreaking stuff, y'all. I'm gonna have to write an essay about donuts for donuts. Cause like, I have a sweet tooth. Everyone I know does not have a sweet tooth that's been here, so. I love my sweets. This guy loves meat. Anyway.
He lost his mind. I
lost my mind. You lost your mind. Speaking of meat, no, I'm kidding.
You see, you still talking about it.
This is why I can't have these people. We're having too much fun over here. But, bro. Circling back into positivity and good vibes, you know.
Yeah.
We kind of mentioned this before about, like, having that winner circle. And even though we're far away, like, generally, bro, I feel your energy from, like, Bridgeport, Connecticut, which is, like, whatever, 1,000 miles away.
That's fine.
The days I feel like I'm low, bro, seeing you post stuff.
Yeah.
And then the way that you think, bro, like, having that grit of, like, it's my turn. So I'm not going to wait
for
my opportunity.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it, and having a support system like your mom, bro. She's, shout out to
Yannick's
mom. Bro. She's the best. My mom, too, man. Like, moms out there, y'all amazing. Like, my mom says the same thing, man. Like, when I was going through it, she's like, man, just believe in God's path. Take your time. Take a breath and let it, like, relax.
Yeah.
You know, like, let it go through the motions.
Yeah.
And the best things will come eventually to, you know, those that bring good energy in the world. Because, like, I mean, it's a Bible thing, huh? It's probably a Bible study now.
Yeah.
But one of the values, like, I super, like, believe in, bro, is, like, you, in Indonesian, it's like, apa yang ditabur, dituai. So whatever you pour is eventually going to come back to you.
Mm.
And that doesn't mean, like, you're like, oh, I'm going to give $100 out. $100 is going to come back to me. Yeah. You know, maybe it will. God willing, guys, I gave money to charity. I'm not. You heard that? But, yeah, bro, like, just trying to be a good person wherever you are, and you embody that a lot, bro. Honestly, I'll tell you that. That's why the first day I met you, I was like, ah, this guy, we're gonna have a fun time.
Yeah,
and we've had so many adventures, you know, visiting all our friends from all over. Like during COVID, I remember we were visiting Rachel and Jackie. Shout out to them, they're gonna be on the show too. And love y'all, ladies. But yeah, we just always had fun. This guy danced anything. And I'm telling you, he's probably one of the best dancers I know. And I've been around, I've been to Sweden, been to Thailand, Indonesia, like. This guy, man. I've danced with a lot of people and had fun. Like, this guy is next level. Because not just because his technique. This guy pops, locks, does some crazy stuff. Like, Chris Brown, man. Run for his money. But also, like, you know, when we're in the club or Bible study after 2 a.m., you know, there's always the dancing circle. This guy brings it every single time.
Yeah.
Bro leaves nothing on the table.
Yeah.
He has all the crumbs. This man, I don't know. It could be some techno. He hit it. Afro beats. He hit it. R&B, country, bro. Yeah. It does not matter, man. This guy just goes crazy. Like, I think, remember when we went to that Chris Brown concert?
Oh my goodness, bro, that was dope.
Bro, that thanks was again dope. For driving, bro. Because that was such a good experience.
Yeah,
oh
it was
my
good.
God,
it was good. Yo.
Oh, I'm just.
That was an experience.
We
man.
Found like all our wives that night. I'm really. Call us again, please. I'm kidding, partially. Nah, it was a fun time with our boy Lucario, too. We love you, bro. Thanks for taking care of us, because we were a fanboy. Bro,
Bro, me and Patrick, when we're on our zone, especially when we, like, go to a Chris Brown concert, because that's our favorite artist.
Yeah.
We're different people, guys. We're different people at that point.
That's also why I love this man right here. We have the same obsession with him. Like, every song, like the unreleased stuff, mixtapes, songs from, you know, like his album with Heartbreak on Full Moon, Deluxe has like 100 songs. He knows number 72. I know it's number 76. Yep. Like, I'm like, you know the song? I'm like, of course. So it's like crazy finding someone like that. Obviously, you know. His personal life, we're not going to talk about. But his music, like, man, it was, like, such a positive impact, that whole experience, bro. Because Lil Baby was there, too. He did a great job.
Yeah, he did.
Fun time, good vibes.
Nah, Lil Baby killed it.
Yeah, but the setup was, like, what was it? It was kind of outdoors, right?
Yeah,
kind of
it was separated outdoors.
And it was, like, a pit area, so.
Yeah.
But we were behind, so it wasn't, like, crowded.
Mm-hmm.
People weren't fighting. It was good vibes, good energy. You could feel, like, you know what my favorite song is, though. You know. You know my favorite song, Chris Brown. If you guys know what that song is, please put it in the comments, review it on. It's Forever, okay, Chris Brown? He had that segment where he had like, what, three different songs?
Yeah.
Like throwbacks, because he couldn't play all his hits.
Yeah.
And then whichever song was like the loudest from the crowd was the song he was going to play, which is crazy because I saw other videos, bro, online.
Yeah.
Like he was in Tennessee or something like that.
Yeah.
It was always a different one. So, like, that's crazy how talented. I just thought about that, bro. How talented it is. He has, like, a dance routine and everything. For also, H1. The dancers, my God, amazing.
No, they're amazing, bro.
But the three songs, I can't remember what it was, but let's say it was A, B, and then C was Forever, right?
Yeah.
And I looked at Yannick Ray and I was like, bro, this is my favorite song. told the car, I was like, guys, we're going to have to scream. Like, our life depends on it. And, bro, I think I lost my voice.
I think you did.
What about forever? Oh, man. Man, high band.
Yeah, it was good.
I hear that beginning.
Yep.
Bro, we were both crowing crazy. Nah, I almost died. I met my wife there, too. Shout out to my wife. I know you're going to listen to this, girl. I forgot your name. I'm kidding, maybe. Oh, man. I'm going to need a whole other podcast. Oh, God. I just exposed myself.
Hey, man.
We had a fun time. But it was good vibes,
man. It was great. It was good.
Yeah. But it was all because we have a good circle around us. No one judges us. Like, Lucario, thanks again for not judging us. We were little girls. He was babysitting.
Yeah, he was definitely babysitting.
You know? Goes back to this third talking point that we're talking about, the spreading the positivity, right?
Yep.
How can we spread this positivity to, like, you know, those people around us, our circle, so to speak? Mm-hmm. And what's the impact on our relationships and community? And how can we create a supportive environment?
Okay. So, spreading those positivity, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm in a circle. Well, it's kind of very simple. It's just more like being your genuine self, like always, you know, bring that smile, mm-hmm. right? Always check up on that person as well. But always, you know, like I said, always tell yourself that you're always good enough. Like, you're good enough. Bring a positive light and spirit to any room that you bring. Like, even though it may be difficult, but you don't know who you're going to affect or change mm-hmm. due to the fact that you do have those positive that positive light brimming in you. So you maybe, like, this is how I say it. 10,000 people, right, may not like you, but there's one person that does due to your positivity.
Wow.
That's it. That's all that matters, because you changed that one person's life. If you can change one person's life, you could change a whole world.
Mm.
That's it. So my thing is always, you know, bring a positive light to a person, and by doing that, you know, just smile, be genuinely happy, you know, tell yourself that you're good enough, tell them that they're good enough, you know, even though they feel down. Always, you know, let them know about that too. Mm. Let them know that they're good enough. Like, because there's always times where people go through a depression, right, thinking that they're not this, they can't be this, they can't be that. Because they're comparing themselves to this person, mm-hmm. to that person, and that just brings up negativity in general. When it's like, dude, that's all in the mind. Like, that's all in the mind. You don't, what this person does in their life, you shouldn't compare yourself to that person, because you don't know what they went through. So it's like, always, if that person is, you know, struggling, if he feels or she feels like she's not willing to do what she's supposed to do, just, you know, I told him, like, hey, yo, I'm here as a friend. I think you're doing a great job. Like, just like my boy Patrick tells me. He tells me all the time, I appreciate you. You're doing great. I appreciate him. He's doing great. That's what people really need in their life. They just need that person to just tell them, like, yo, you're doing good. Keep going. Not a lot of people get that.
Yeah. And also, like, going off of that, having a compliment for someone that has been there for a while, like, bro, like,
yeah,
your compliments mean, like, the world, man, genuinely. Like, shit. This guy was gassing me. He was glazing me. Like, did I use that word properly? In the best way, I love you for that, but, like, I'm like, he's like, did you get taller? I'm like, bro, if a black guy said I got taller, I guess I got taller, guys. Because I was like, damn, man. Nah, man, it's like, it's super nice, because you've seen me. My ups and downs, breakups, you know, we've both seen each other.
Yeah, bro.
On the worst days, we got a lot to talk about. That's another episode. Yeah, man, a lot of relationship stuff.
Relationships.
We've all got each other's back. But your genuine compliments, bro, meant a lot, especially like all the fitness ones. Because this guy's fitness king right here. This guy has a six pack under his six pack. Like, you know, so the fact that he says, I live a healthy lifestyle. Man, so I'll take it, bro. Yeah. I was like, I'll take it.
Yo, you really look good, bro. Like, seriously.
I appreciate that.
You really do. That's
you too, man. You too. I appreciate
it. Thank you, bro. Thank you.
But that's why you need those people around you, too, because what I also love is, you know, having these people in my circle that we give each other compliments, but we also hold each other accountable.
Yes, yes.
When we're, like, going down that slope of, like, All right, Patty. You're not doing what you're supposed to do. Right. Let's talk about it.
Facts.
Or like, Unique, man, I know you're talking to that girl, that light-skinned girl. I need you to chill. Let's... Okay. this is going... Okay, we're not going to continue that part. Okay? Hopefully she's not listening. Anyway. So our... But going back to our circle.
Yeah,
man, all of us are all over the place, but like you said, seeing everybody doing great things,
yeah,
it fuels me, man. Like, you making your content over there, working hard in LA Fitness, grinding all the time, man. I'm like, all right, those early mornings, you get it too, bro. Waking up like 3:30, 4 in the morning, whatever. Woo, goddamn. I mean, I don't have to worry about my waves, thankfully, that early. But yeah, man, it's just... It's hard, but having that positive mindset really does, like, change your life.
Yeah.
Where, like, when, like, a lot of BS is thrown your way, you have some sort of, like, shield or Great Wall of China, so to speak. And having that support system, like, kind of fortifies it and protects you from all that other negative energy. Because negativity is going to come.
Yeah, of course.
It's going to come. But if you surround yourself with good people, whether that's far away... We're like miles apart, bro. I still feel that energy. Mm-hmm. Or the people in your circle, circle immediately. Like, who do you have in your immediate circle? You know, we talk about your mom. Shout out to her.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Yeah. Mom, we love you. Mom. Appreciate you.
Mom, you a hustler, man.
Yeah.
I love you, girl.
Yeah. who else do you got, like, in Bridgeport that physically is there? I know you had your coach you said you mentioned. Anybody else that you want to give some flowers to, bro?
Yeah, that was in Bridgeport, right? Recently.
Yeah. Like, physically, that you're nearby, you know?
Oh, nearby.
Yeah.
I would say, yo, my sis.
Mm.
My sister.
She's killing it, yo.
My sister, too. Like, there's been times and moments where sometimes me and my sister don't meet. Sometimes we don't meet eye to eye. But when there's a time where I'm, like, really down, bro, she's, like, the first one, like, even though my mom is, like, always there, my sister just really reveals, like, yo, I need to talk to you. Let's talk about this. Are you okay? Like, she even texts me saying if I'm okay. Mm-hmm. Like, and she could tell, like, if I'm not okay. And she's like, yo, you okay? Just know that I'm always here for you. Yeah. Like, that, my sister, like, this is literally, like, I love all my brothers and my father. My father is there too. Like, you know, he's strong-witted, man. It's just what I see from the woman in my life, right? Especially my mom and my sister. These women are truly fighters. Like, they're not to play around with. Like, I've never seen the way my mom handles certain situations at her age. It's just,
dude. Resilient, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, and my sister too, I'm like, yo, you girls are just different. Like, and that right there, that keeps me going. Like, that's why I'm just like, ain't nobody in this world stopping me. If they could do it, I could definitely do it.
You do it for them.
Yeah, and I do for them. Yeah, so, and by the grace of God, God has helped me tremendously. Before them is God.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's and I got baptized.
Amen.
Yeah, I got baptized. Okay, baptized. So, gave my life to him. But that man, that divinity is the focal point of everything. Mm. Like, he's the reason why this is happening.
That's that positivity, bro, pouring down, man.
Right. He's the positivity, bro. Yeah.
So. Shout out to the one above, and shout out to those powerful women.
Yeah.
With a successful man, there's always some powerful women
to
support us. So shout out to all the ladies out there.
Yep.
Y'all doing amazing things.
Shout out.
We got to find our wife one day.
We're
taking our time.
We are, man.
We're taking our time. Like,
you know, 27.
I know. I know. I don't think we're getting
They want us to get married.
I know, for real, man. Oh, my goodness. I know. I think it's just like a Asian, African, like all of us.
Yeah.
My parents always ask, like, yo, when's the wife coming? I'm like, where's my girlfriend first? Like, damn. Oh, my goodness, bro. Grandparents, too. I call my grandpa. He's like, hey, how you doing? Yeah. How's the girl? I'm like, come on, Opa. Like, love you, bro. Thank you. You know, this is always, Man, I'm glad to hear that you have the support over there.
Yeah, yeah.
They're amazing over there, man. Shout out to them. I'm glad they're doing good. Everyone's healthy over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Bridgeport trip coming soon. Mm. I'm coming to the East Coast the 11th of December.
Nice,
we're going to have some podcasts over there.
Nice.
Part two might be coming soon.
Yeah.
But, yeah, bro, do you have any other, like, kind of advice and tips for people to, you know, channel in their positive mindset?
Yeah, yeah. I would say wake up early in the morning. Actually, get some good sleep first.
Okay, that's priority.
Get some good sleep.
This guy was by asleep before. He slept before this, so he
get some good sleep. Eat some good food.
Yes.
And just ask yourself, what is it that you're passionate about?
Here we go.
What is it that you're passionate about? Because let's talk about it. We already talked about passion, but what really brings up positivity is passion.
Oh wow!
So let's actually talk about it. What are you really passionate about? What is it that you want to do? What makes you really happy? Passion brings purpose, and purpose brings some positivity.
Oof, you got it.
So
it's the reason we have this show, y'all.
Yeah.
Hopefully that inspires a lot of people, brings the good vibes, the positivity, good laughs, because, you know, sometimes we feel there's some negative slopes in our lives. That's usually what happens in life. There's always up, down, whatever. But if you have a good support system, like, you know, he got my back. I literally have his back. Oh, we got to tell that story about the tattoo stuff, bro. Bro, okay, before we, like, wrap up everything, this is how I got your back, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, go ahead.
This sounds crazy out of context, right?
Yeah.
But, so my brother Dylan, shout out to Dylan, our boy Dylan. He's going to pilot school.
Shout out to him.
Going to pilot school, bro. It's crazy. Hey. I think he's growing up too. It's wild, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Man. I know they used to, like, dance. It's crazy.
Shout out to him because he's been liking my stories a lot. And he's a big supporter too. Like, I appreciate you,
bro. I also, like, another flowers, bro, but I appreciate you giving, like, that kind of mentorship to him. Like, he always asks about you, and he just loves your energy, bro. Like, the first day you met him, like, I'm gonna be real with you, Dylan, you're a little nerdy time, still young, and you know, but he just loved that you accepted him and taught him, like, those little African dance moves
now. Of course, man.
You know, this guy, that's what I'm saying, he also was willing to teach and just show that love, man, to people.
Of course.
But, so, this tattoo story, this was obviously African. Him getting a tattoo, I don't know why he did that. His mom gonna kill him.
Yeah.
So you had, like, what did you have to do for the tattoo? How does that process work? You had it in the upper right shoulder?
The upper right shoulder, my back. So basically, I needed ointment to, like, so it could heal, right? But I couldn't reach, right? No, my buff self. So it's kind of hard.
He's buff, guys. He's buff.
Right? And I was like, all right. I was headed to Patrick Place, and I was like, I had an ointment. I had some ointment. And I told Patrick, yo, can you rub this on my back real quick, bro, and stuff like that? And, you know, pause.
So on everything. He came to my house so I could rub stuff on his back.
On everything, pause. If y'all thinking in a regular way, you guys need help.
We need another episode.
So I told my boy to, you know, help me out, right?
that doesn't make it better, bro.
Now I need it. I got to change the wording. So I told my boy to help me out.
Yeah.
You know, and he came in and stuff like that. Rubbed it on my back. Pause.
In the bathroom, right? Okay. See, it just makes it worse.
Yeah.
I bathroom. Put white cream on his back.
white cream.
It was white, bro.
It was not white. It was clear.
Okay, I don't know. This does not sound good. But I'm, like, rubbing his back. And then, remember how my bathroom works, bro? It's kind of a smaller one, right?
Yeah.
So the door opens. You're inside there because the lighting.
Yeah.
And I just have my hand through the door.
Yeah.
And then Dylan walks out, bro. He's looking at me, rubbing something. And he just sees on the corner, like, from the mirror, like, is that a black guy naked? Right. And he's like, just looks at me like, what? I was like, bro, it's not what it looks like. And then he saw his user. Oh, that's normal, I think. But he was so confused, bro. And literally have each other's back. So
no, literally.
If you need any ointment, I don't know. Actually, I don't know if I got y'all like that. But it's all about having that winning circle, y'all. Whoever got your back, so rub your ointment. I'm gonna try to get a tattoo soon, but
really?
If my mom hears this, she's gonna kill me. I don't know. Yeah, maybe not. Because okay. Then I'm going to have you rub ointment on my back. So I don't want a black guy rubbing white stuff on my back.
First of all, it's not white.
Clear. Whatever it might
clear,
be.
Clear. You know what I'm saying? But
we're having too much fun over here.
You love your gun.
I know. I know. This is us, man. Just having fun.
Positive. It's funny. It's funny, man.
That's what life's about. Too much negativity out there.
Definitely. Always be surrounded by people who can make you laugh.
Absolutely.
And just makes you feel comfortable being in your own skin as well. And just having a great time, bro.
I feel younger. Yeah. I feel like we're still like in college.
Yeah, man.
Even though my ankles don't say that, man. I drink some alcohol.
Yo.
Man, I feel it already, bro.
Right?
It's not the same, bro.
Yo.
We used to drink wine like crazy, though.
Yeah.
I can't even hold you.
Yeah.
But that's a story for another time. But, bro, thanks again for sharing all those tips about positivity, man.
Course,
having that circle of support, acknowledging them, and just being a good person and going for what you want to have. Like I said, you inspire me, man.
Thank you.
I have this show, you're one of the reasons right there.
Yeah.
You're one of the reasons I moved to L.A. We really talked about it.
Yeah,
man.
We did.
We manifested it like freshman year. Like, bro, wouldn't it be fun if we went to L.A. because we were always, like, goofing around,
doing
stuff in the locker rooms, not like that. And, yeah, we're going to have to show all these clips because...
there's a lot.
Jan has all of them. It's so many random stuff. But we had so much fun, man. And the fact that we're here and day one started, we had good vibes, recorded the podcast, made content. More content coming out soon in his Instagram. What is it again?
It's called It's Just You Fit.
And then what's your personal Instagram?
My personal Instagram is It's Just Unique.
There we go. Just Unique because he's a unique individual.
Yep.
And also a lot of people in our school didn't know how to pronounce Yannick.
Okay? Yeah, man.
They didn't know. So he just said, It's Unique.
Yo, we need to talk about
that. Yeah,
yeah. That's my name, right?
Yeah, and it helped a lot getting the girls. That's all I got to say. It's Unique. Oh, my God. Oh, man. That was a funny story. That one.
Girls was, yeah.
I know. That was a good one. Yeah. But, yeah, man. Thanks again for coming to the show, man.
Nah, thank you for having me, man.
And, you know, the next episodes are coming soon.
Yes.
We're going to lock it in.
Woo!
I appreciate you sharing those passions, too.
Of course.
And we got a lot more to explore. This little, now it's time for you guys to be positive. Do something positive in your life this week, whether it's inspire somebody else or do something that makes you feel good. Some pleasure, maybe, you know, play around, do your thing, live a good life, have that community. And, you know, you got to have some passion, of course. And that's probably going to be our next episode. I know it's going to be in our next episode every Thursday, 5 a.m. Pacific time, 8 Eastern time. I still need to get the acronyms. Next Thursday. But, yeah, you know, follow us on IG at Patty Show Podcast at P-A-T-T-Y. Show podcast on Facebook. We got a Facebook page now, bro. It's
nice.
The Patty Show. I'm running all of these right now, but eventually someone wants to help out, let me know. Internship, maybe. I don't got the money yet, so we're gonna get there. The website is pattyshow.podbean.com. Podbean is like a platform.
Yeah.
It just makes it easier to host the podcast because you can like put in different platforms. Spotify.
Nice.
They put on Apple Podcast, YouTube even.
Nice.
So, yeah, that website has a lot of information. You know, if you want to keep that Patty party going, you know, you got to follow us on Instagram, do Facebook, pattyshow.podbean.com, and, yeah, just live your best lives. Thanks again, man, for coming in. I love you, bro.
I appreciate you.
I love you, my brother.
Too, man.
Blessings.
Yes, sir.
Success always. We're going to see you on the next episode.
Yes.
And, we'll see you guys soon. Peace and love. Stay positive. Arigato.
Arigato.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of The Patty Show. I hope you had as much fun as I did exploring the crossing point of three T's. Passion, pleasure, and positivity. You know, if you want to keep that Patty party going, you got to follow us on Instagram at Patty Show Podcast. Share this episode and leave a positive review. In the meantime, keep passionately pursuing your personal paradise. Arigato. Thank you.